A place can be deceiving. That was exactly the case here in what is today's desert south of Las Vegas. There appeared to be little of interest, except for a rumor about an unusual white rock. The story of that rock and what it signaled is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Shauna Worley shares the story of a place she knows well. This area just south of Las Vegas, Nevada, is a barren rangeland, but what lies below brought men and grand ideas here.
In 1861, a young man named John Moss had come out here with several Indians that he traveled with, looking for a white quartz vein that held gold in it.
John Moss encountered some Paiute Indians and began asking them where he could find the white rock that led to the gold.
The Paiute Indian chief kept saying the word T'Chattahcup, which means hungry or feed me. And so when he fed Chicherem's tribe, he showed him where the white quartz vein was breaking the surface of the mountain.
Within 2 years, Moss's trip earned him a payday.
And in 1863, after he staked the claim, he sold that mountain into two halves, back half to Senator George Hearst from California, owns the Hearst Castle and the Virginia City Mines, for $80,000 in 1863. And the front half was sold off, called the T'Chattahcup Mine, for another $80,000.
But Moss's sale was bigger than ownership of a mine. His work was of great interest to the U.S. government.
He stakes the claims, gets the claim going, and then he sells it. And that's how he made his living. But when he sold this mountain in 1863, he ended up taking two Indian chiefs to meet Abraham Lincoln in Washington, D.C. for peace talks. The Mojave Indian chief is who they wanted to talk to because the money's coming out of Virginia City Mine mainly, and the mine in the, out here on the T'Chattahcup was helping fund the Civil War.
Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Nelson, Nevada. I'm Andrew McRae.